Central Fulbright on 90.
Harry, get over here on the phone. Bill, this problem, I've got the man now that you want specifications, but Harry tells me that you don't want him, that you've got some question about him. Hell, I'm going to have to let you select him if you won't take my man.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Assistant Secretary of the Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs, Mr. Robert W. Kitchens, Jr. He was born in Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, yeah, he told me about it, yeah.
He received his A.B. degree in economics from Morehouse.
Well, it occurred to me that...
He received his M.S. degree in business from Columbia. He got a Ph.D. degree at Columbia. He's an honorary doctor of law from Chapman, California. He served in the Navy. Became assistant to the treasurer of Hampton Institute. He joined the Agency of International Development. He's been the head of many task forces, including the Secretary's Advisory Committee on Africa, the First International Conference on Adult Education in Rome, task groups on administrative procedures in Cairo, task group on community developments in Bangkok. Received the highest meritorious service award for his work. His duties as director of the international training. He teaches international training at Howard University. He is married, has a daughter age 13, and here's what the analysis shows on him. We've been thinking of him, Assistant Secretary of Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs. He's been directing a program which in most respects is more complex and challenging as that of the educational and cultural operation in state. Comments we have received on his performance universally indicate that he does an outstanding job. He has a well-earned reputation for being an innovator and a doer. I'm personally acquainted with him and have found him always to be imaginative and perceptive and diligent. Now here's what I can do. I can work with this fella, and I don't believe that folks like Rooney can turn down this Negro that's able and can testify and can do his job. Now, Carl Rowan is going to leave the USIA and go out and write in journalism. And when he does, I won't announce this fella as going as assistant secretary because the State Department just won't let any Negroes work over there.
Well, it's better that you can run if you want. You can do it.
No, I can't do it here. I'm not going to do anything that you don't want.
Right.
But you wanted me to pick the best man I could. And Harry said, well, you said they're going to have two Negroes. Well, they're not. Just going to have, not going to have any if we don't name this fella. And I'll use him as my front and I'll do the rest of the work with your help.
Well, I don't know. I know I would be accused of bigotry if I didn't prove it.
No, you wouldn't be accused of anything. Nobody would even know you'd been talked to. Now, you don't, you and I don't deal that way. If you don't want the man, we just don't want him. If you want the program, I think this is the best thing we can do. Now, but whatever you want, you get, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, of course, that's what bothers me, is that, you know, there's not very few of these countries that we have this for our Negro countries. I don't know how he would go down in the very most important country at all. Well, he's got to get nothing but his friend, but he ain't home. He struck me the other day when he mentioned it, for both of our USIA and the cultural program and
not at all, but the USIA man is leaving, and he has done a good job.
I never occurred to me that they were outstanding in the cultural field of this country. I mean, after all, they're not. I think the universities are not predominantly covered.
No, but, Bill, we have 120 ambassadors, and we only have two Negroes. We have a dozen assistant secretary of states. We have a dozen assistant secretaries.
I happen to think this is a hell of a lot more important job than anything that matters.
That's right. But
even 48 guys.
That's right. But I'm talking now. We've got all the assistant secretaries and undersecretaries. We don't have one. And
I
this fella.
I'd like to know if he's any secretary of state for that matter, but I have a rather personal interest in this problem, and it gets in a bad way.
That's right. And I think this is the best prepared, best equipped, best trained man we have. Because he's dealing in the international field. He's forgotten more about it than Harry ever knew. Hell, he's a Tyler, Texas boy. But this fella is dealing in this work now in all the countries. I just showed you where he had his operation. And I've had an analysis of everybody that's available. He's got every education, an A.B., an M.A., a Ph.D., assistant at Hampton, Virginia. He has held posts as chief of missions, executive officers, economic advisors, special assistance for program and policy, international development, advisory committee on continents, the first international conference on adult education at Rome, the working group on strategic Cairo, the task force on communities in Bangkok, the meritorious award for his work. Now, where in the hell you got a man equal, Harry? You tell him what you think about it. If you can find anybody that even comes close to him, I'm willing to take him on merit.
Senator, he's already been running the AID program, and they've got more foreign students here than we do. I suppose he goes to 60 universities a year. I know he's been to all 200 or 300 of them.
AID and the military program are not the same program.
No, but what I'm trying to indicate is that they're the nearest approximation to it.
We'll have none if we don't appoint him. And we think that, I just think that on our preparation standpoint, I think he's demonstrated he can deal with other nations. Bill, he's been doing it more than anybody we've ever had in the job.
This is the nation to deal with. These are educators and schools that are independent.
I'm not talking about the head of state, Bill. Other countries, I'll put. Other nationalities, I'll put. I'm trying to say. We'll wait as long as you want to, and we'll name anybody that you've got. If you've got anybody, you'll name. All you ask me to do.